Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Outdoor Toddler Activity Book, 100 Plus Fun Early Learning Activities for Outside Play, by Chrissy Bonning Gould, is a juvenile nonfiction activity book designed for toddlers roughly ages 1 to 3. Its purpose is practical. Rather than theoretical, it gives parents, caregivers, and early educators a large collection of outdoor activities that combine play with early learning. The book is built around the idea that outdoor time can support physical movement, sensory exploration, language awareness, and basic cognitive skills without feeling like structured schoolwork. Based on the available description, the activities are varied enough to work in different settings and for different temperaments, which makes the book useful for families who want low cost. Adaptable ideas for outside play. Bonning Gould's background in art education also helps explain the book's emphasis on creativity, sensory engagement, and skill building through simple materials and everyday outdoor spaces. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, sensory play beyond standard bins and indoor materials. A central idea in the book is that the outdoors is not just a place for physical release, but a meaningful learning environment for toddlers. The activities are framed to show that movement, observation, and hands-on experimentation can support early development at the same time. This matters because toddlers learn best through direct sensory experience rather than abstract instruction by placing learning outside. The book takes advantage of the natural appeal of fresh air, open space, and varied surfaces, which can make participation easier for very young children. The structure also reflects an important developmental principle: toddlers are more likely to engage with tasks that feel like play, especially when those tasks invite touching, sorting, exploring, or moving. Instead of treating outdoor time as separate from learning time, the book presents them as overlapping. That approach gives caregivers a practical way to turn routine outdoor moments into repeated opportunities for growth without needing specialized equipment or formal lesson plans. Secondly, skill building through playfully structured tasks. The book stands out for emphasizing sensory play in a broader outdoor context, rather than limiting it to familiar indoor setups such as bins and tabletop activities. According to the available descriptions, this is one of its strongest ideas: toddlers benefit from more complex sensory experiences that involve the body as a whole, not only the hands. Outdoor settings naturally provide this through textures, temperature changes, open movement, sounds, and visual variety. The activities appear designed to use those conditions intentionally, helping children process information through active exploration. This is developmentally important because sensory input supports attention, coordination, and early problem solving. It can also help children regulate energy and build comfort with new experiences. By expanding sensory play into outdoor spaces, the book gives adults a way to offer richer stimulation without requiring a large setup. That makes the book especially useful for homes or classrooms where caregivers want sensory learning that is simple, flexible, and tied to real-world surroundings, rather than a narrow craft-based format. Thirdly, adaptability for different settings, climates, and personalities. Another important dimension of the book is that each activity is presented as more than entertainment. The descriptions indicate that the author identifies the specific skills supported by each task, such as problem solving, mindfulness, shape recognition, letter awareness, sorting, and pattern recognition. This makes the book especially practical because caregivers can choose activities based on developmental goals rather than simply searching for something fun to do. For toddlers, this kind of skill building works best when it is embedded in play, since repetition and active participation are more effective than formal drills at this age. The book's approach reflects that reality by combining simple outdoor actions with clear learning outcomes. The result is a resource that can function as both an activity collection and a developmental guide. Rather than promising rapid academic advancement, it focuses on small but meaningful foundations that support later learning. That balance between enjoyment and intention is one reason the book has broad appeal among parents and educators who want activities that feel purposeful without becoming rigid. Fourthly, the author's art education background and its influence on design. The book appears to be especially attentive to the fact that families and classrooms do not all have the same outdoor conditions. The available summary suggests that the activities are varied enough to work across different environments, climates, and toddler personalities. That flexibility is a meaningful strength because outdoor activity books can become impractical if they assume a single type of yard, weather pattern, or child temperament. A toddler who enjoys climbing and movement may need different activities from one who prefers quiet observation or repetitive sorting. Likewise, a family in a small apartment community or a classroom with limited outdoor space needs ideas that can be adjusted rather than duplicated exactly. This book seems designed with that kind of real-world variability in mind. Its usefulness comes not only from the number of activities, but from the likelihood that adults can modify them with minimal effort. in a category often filled with either overly elaborate projects or very general suggestions, this adaptability gives the book a more grounded and accessible profile. Lastly, the author's art education background and its influence on design. Chrissy Bonning-Gould's background as a former art teacher with a master's degree in K-12 art education helps explain the book's creative and educational structure. That experience likely contributes to the way the activities connect exploration with skill development rather than treating creativity as something separate from learning. The book seems to reflect an educator's understanding of how children respond to open-ended prompts, visual variation, and simple materials that can be used in multiple ways. It also aligns with the perspective of someone who has worked with children in learning environments and understands how to keep activities accessible. This is relevant because many toddler activity books rely mainly on novelty, but this one appears to have a stronger instructional foundation. The author's broader parenting and craft background also supports the sense that the book is meant for everyday use, not just occasional inspiration. That combination of art-based thinking and practical child development awareness helps the book feel both creative and usable, which is a distinctive strength in its category. In conclusion, this book is best suited for parents, caregivers, preschool teachers, and early childhood educators who want simple outdoor activities that also support toddler development. It is especially useful for adults working with children ages 1 to 3 who need ideas that are structured enough to have purpose but flexible enough to fit real life. The main benefit of the book is its combination of practicality and developmental relevance. It does not just suggest ways to occupy toddlers outside, but explains how play can support sensory growth, early reasoning, movement, and attention. Compared with many toddler activity books, it stands out because it is centered specifically on outdoor play rather than broad indoor crafts or generic learning games. Its focus on varied activities and identifiable skills makes it more actionable than collections that only offer inspiration. The book is also well-positioned as a resource for classrooms, homeschooling, and family routines because it can be adapted to different spaces and weather conditions. For readers looking for a grounded, child-centered guide to learning through outdoor play, it offers a focused and realistic approach. If you would like to support Chrissy Bonning-Gould, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.